The U.S.-China Music Institute of the Bard College Conservatory of Music presents The Sound of Spring, a Chinese New Year concert conducted by director of the institute, Jindong Cai. The special annual event, marking one of the most important holidays in the Chinese lunar calendar, showcases some of the best Chinese-American artists and solo artists in America today, Chinese music, and traditional instruments. This year's concert will celebrate the Chinese Year of the Tiger. Performances take place on Friday, the 28th at 8 p.m. in the Fisher Center at the Performing Arts at Bard College, and on Sunday, the 30th at 3 p.m. in the Rose Theater of Jazz at Lincoln Center's Rose Hall in New York City. Conductor Jindong Cai is director of the U.S.-China Music Institute, professor of music and arts at Bard College, and associate conductor of Bard's The Orchestra Now. Over the 30 years of his career in the United States, Cai has established himself as an active and dynamic conductor, scholar of Western classical music in China, and leading advocate of music from across Asia. It is a great pleasure to welcome Jindong Cai to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So give us a sense of what it is like to put this particular program together, The Sound of Spring, and the celebration.
Yes, the Sound of Spring, you know, Chinese New Year, also in Chinese words called 春节, means the spring festival. That means. So I remember 2 years ago was the first time we did the Sound of Spring concert at Bard and in New York City, and was packed. And because people just want to hear music from China and during this festival. And for this concert, after 2 years, we have been struggled by the pandemic and many other, you know, obstacles, that including probably social, economical, or political obstacles. I think we want to present this concert to bring people back. And music definitely is the best tool to do that. And just like 2 years ago, or like in the Chinese tradition, we prepared really some of the most exciting symphonic work. It's a Chinese, to reflect Chinese music. And we have the orchestra now, you know, it's a wonderful orchestra, and play some symphonic pieces like Spring Overture and some other orchestra pieces. But also we have some incredible soloists coming to work with the orchestra now and to present some Chinese instrument concertos and a piano concerto. You know, the most played piano concerto or symphonic piece from China called the Yellow River Piano Concerto. So it's going to be exciting.
Tell us, the first half of the program features Ode to Pear Blossoms from the Royal Consort of Tang. It is a Peking opera. Tell us about that and how that kicks things off.
Yeah, the first half of the concert, I intend to kick off the concert with the Spring Festival Overture. And then I want to show the newest, what you call, crossover between traditional Chinese music and Western Symphony Orchestra. So we presented the Peking opera excerpts with Symphony Orchestra accompaniment. So it's incredible. And originally, the piece, the song, came from a Peking opera, which is a almost a completely different genre. And then we invite the orchestra composer to arrange for the symphony orchestra, and they will give you a surprise. You know, the singers, actually, she is a very well known Peking opera singer, so it will be first time for her to singing with and for orchestra on stage. Then the following two pieces on the first half will be portrait how Chinese composer to using music as their language to portray the Yellow River. You know, Yellow River to Chinese is like the mother river. So there are two pieces, both reflect about the Yellow River. One is concerto for guanzi. Guanzi is a Chinese instrument. And it's so this in this situation, the guanzi, you know, incorporated with the symphony orchestra, the sound of guanzi is very sorrow, very kind of that kind of sound to make you feel, especially when he, you know, implement the Chinese folk music in it and make you just think about your home. And so it's a very exciting piece. Then after that, the Yellow River Piano Concerto, it's almost a completely different direction and gave people hope. And the concerto is based on an old musical piece and was composed during 1940s when China up against a foreign invasion. So the Yellow River, again, here, Chinese people's spirit and how to fight with foreign invasion. So that piece has become like a classic in Chinese symphonic music. And so that's the first half. And for the second half, if I may continue,
absolutely,
is we give people a more relaxed and celebration, that kind of feeling.
And is that second half, you look a bit more traditional in the music?
Yes. Second half is more more like a celebration and more traditional and more fun. You know, we have a pipa concerto, which is a new composition. A new composition just composed a couple of years ago. It's a composer herself, actually, is a very well-known pipa player. So she went to this site on far west in China and called Dunhuang, and she's just inspired by this Dunhuang, this caves, a lot of paintings, including music painting about the music, and during Tang Dynasty, during Silk Road. So that's what this is inspired by. So the piece is very energetic. And then after that, we will have another Chinese instrument called suona to work with orchestra. And the piece is called 100 Birds Worship Phoenix. It's a very famous traditional suona piece. You know, the suona can imitate, as the title suggested, you know, imitate all different kind of birds. And so it's really very enchanting, give people hope as the spring is coming. And after that, we'll have a few singers join us, guest singers to join us to sing some traditional and modern Chinese songs. And those songs, you know, and I would say every Chinese can just sing, follow along. But in this case, we have American singers, and you know, not from Chinese tradition, but can sing in Chinese. So then we also have Chinese singers to sing with them. So this whole second half is a kind of to make people feel, wow, this festival is coming, and we want to present people with happiness and with hope for the future.
You write about this program that it represents a selection of pieces that show how Chinese music and Western music can interact with one another. How so?
Yes. Chinese, let me put it this way. Western classical music came to China more than 400 years ago. It brought by the missionaries. You know, they present to the emperor of China back then in the Ming Dynasty. And the Ming Dynasty emperor just fascinated by the Western music. There's a clavichord. So he asked a eunuch to learn it, and he actually even played himself. And from there on, I would say Chinese music, the Western classical music starts taking roots in China. And as you know, today, I would say around the world, every orchestra, every opera house, every conservatory has some wonderful Chinese musicians are playing the Western instruments and playing Western music. And you can imagine in that situation in China, many of the composers and musicians also using the Western music format to compose and perform music rooted from China. So that's what I think, you know, as the Western music continues to develop in China, and at the same time, the two cultures will continue to emerge, and there will be more wonderful pieces written for Western orchestra combined with Chinese instruments. And so that's, I think, you know, when we are all looking for the future of 21st century classical music, I think that's at least it's one way we can look forward to it.
As we wrap up our time together, I'm interested in how this particular program fits in the overall mission of the U.S.-China Music Institute.
Yeah, the U.S.-China Music Institute created in 2016. The purpose of the institute is to introduce music from contemporary China, and at the same time, to provide the cultural exchange between the two countries. And in the past 4 years, we have had many different programs. Also, we have a degree program on Chinese instruments, and we have festival in New York and Bard, and we have a academic conference and so on. So this spring Sound of Spring concert is one of the events we implemented 2 years ago. And I think we are going to continue this road, especially in the past few years. You know, U.S.-China, the political relationship, it's not going very well. But because of that, I think cultural exchange becomes so important. And people, you know, should understand each other. And the music is best tool for people to understand to each other.
The U.S.-China Music Institute of the Bard College Conservatory of Music presents The Sound of Spring, a Chinese New Year concert. It takes place Friday, January 28th at 8 p.m. in the Fisher Center at Bard. It also takes place on Sunday, January 30th at 3 p.m. in the Rose Theater of Jazz at Lincoln Center. You can find out information through links on our website, wamc.org. You can also go to fishercenter.bard.edu. Jindong Kai, I thank you so much for sharing with us. I wish you all the luck in the world, and thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more information, fishercenter.bard.edu. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.